Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan. Joining me in studio, just like almost every Wednesday, Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How are you this morning?
Good morning. It's great. It's Wednesday.
Yes, it is Wednesday, and you're in studio with us. You guys had CNN this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you guys at this morning?
We actually didn't have a host today, and so we just had it at the chamber. And just kind of let everybody share all their news and announcements. So if you are a business out there and you would like to host, we are needing them very badly. So let me know, give me a call, and we'll come out to your business. So a few different things going on. Number one, we had Erlene from the Community Health Center, and they are right now out of the J&J vaccine. They still have the Moderna and the Pfizer. So if you are looking for that one, she said, just give them a call. They hope to have it back in at some point, but just in the meantime, the other ones are available. And Jason Owens from Skank Insurance, this Friday, they're having their grand opening and ribbon cutting. 11 o'clock is when the grand opening starts. I think they've got some food and some music and I don't know, they're having a big old party.
Some prizes. I think there's some giveaways.
So, and then at 1 o'clock is when we'll do the ribbon cutting. We're going to do it at the end because right before that, at 11 o'clock, Jake LaTurner, our Congressman LaTurner, is going to be in town doing kind of a listening tour and sharing some information. That'll be at Walnut Street Event Center. So just downtown right across from my building, and that'll be at 11 o'clock. Jason also said that coming up on the 26th to the 28th, they are doing a veterans roundup in Independence. And their goal, which is a pretty big goal, but they're hoping to get 1,000 vets benefits. So that's kind of what the roundup is all about. It's just trying to get any vet that you know, have them go. They're going to try to make sure that you get the most benefits that you can and just help our community. So that's pretty neat. Chuck McFate from Daylight Defenders Lion Club. So they always have a food truck at the fair, said it was great turnout, and he said, you know what, the people were the nicest I've ever seen. They were so polite. He said even the kids were polite. So shout out to our community for being so amazing. And then save the date, October 2nd, they will be doing a pancake feed. Jamie Grant from Coffeyville Rec, tumbling signups are going on right now, and that will start on September 14th. And then they're hoping this fall to do their buddy ball. That's the ball program for kids with disabilities.
Special needs.
Yes, special needs.
Like they have the buddy fishing tournament.
Too, right? Yes, they do. Yeah. So the buddy ball they didn't get to do last year, and they were so sad. So she's like, we're so excited. We're hoping to have it get started this fall. And then on behalf of Noon's Lion Club, she wanted to let everybody know September 11th is the golf tournament, the four-person scramble that they've done. I think they said it was like 13 years or something, but they've been doing it a long time. Looking for golfers and sponsors. So if you are interested, give Jamie a call. Lisa Brookover, great announcement. She said hopefully October 9th, which is before my Brewfest I'll talk about in a little bit, it is actually October is the 30th anniversary for the Air Museum. And so they're hoping to do kind of a small little get-together gathering celebration between like 10 and 2. So save the date, October 9th, and be looking for more information on that. So that's kind of cool. I love the Air Museum. Have you been out there yet?
I have not.
They've done so much work with it, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty neat. So Keisha Johnson with the school board. So they, first of all, shout out to the fair. Thank you for letting the Booster Club do all the parking during the fair week. That's one of their biggest fundraisers of the year. And it's always a learning experience. Those kids are like, especially she said demo derby night. She's like, our kids were like, oh my goodness, what do we do?
Yeah, it can get busy out there.
It gets really crazy.
But I think it's a good teaching moment for
them
too.
Yeah, it is.
How to handle, you know, intense situations and stuff.
So. How to problem solve and think on your feet. So also August 23rd. Fourth, which is, what day is that? Next Tuesday. Is that right?
Yes, a week from yesterday.
They are doing their blue and gold scrimmage. That is also a fundraising night for the Booster Club. So they are looking for donations of food and paper goods, drinks, and just cash donations. So give Keisha a call if you can help out with that. And Keisha also gave a shout out to Jason at Skank Insurance because they were going through some struggles with some medical bills and insurance, and Jason helped them out, and she said he was such a blessing. So shout out to Jason. Leanne from the Public Library, on Tuesday of next week is the Luca movie they're going to be playing. I loved that movie. My kid loved that movie. So if you haven't seen it, definitely a fan favorite. Thursday, they will be doing adult painting, and they are hiring for a position right now. So if you know anybody looking for a job. Also, on behalf of Kiwanis, she said, thanks for everybody that came out to the Buckout. They had 27 riders at the thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the grand rider, the winner of the big prize, was a three-year-old.
No
Isn't
way.
That crazy?
That's crazy.
He kicked its, you know what?
Yeah.
So I just thought that was so amazing. But thank you for everybody that participated, all the riders and the sponsors. It was a fun time. So a couple other last few things. Number 100-mile sales coming up. So for all you people that love all those sales and the garage sales and the junk sales and all the fun stuff, that is coming up in September. And, of course, every year the Chamber does a map for Coffeeville. If you come in with cash and pay $5 and sign up, you'll get to be on the map. Your location will be listed, and then you don't have to do the city permit. If you don't get on the map, you do have to go to the city and get your garage sale permit. So just a reminder, that is coming up in September. Brewfest tickets are on sale. That will be October 9th, and that we didn't get to have it last year, so we're super excited about having it this year. Of course, it's all kinds of breweries, distilleries. We've got wineries coming, live music, food trucks, you name it, all kinds of stuff happening. I am looking for vendors, so if you're wanting to be a vendor during that day, that's probably 300 to 400 people will be there, so it'll be a great chance to be a vendor. And looking for food trucks. We used to have like 3 or 4 in Coffeeville, but they've all kind of slowly moved away and dwindled. So I am looking for some food trucks. If you know someone that would be interested in coming out during our Brew Fest, have them give me a call.
I feel like that's a really good opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
For a food truck.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're like, I feel like tacos, a taco food truck would
yeah,
be good.
Yeah, just something grab
like,
and go
yeah,
and easy.
Yeah, like or a burger or like more American style. Mm-hmm. I feel like those two like combos would be
Yeah, I think so. People have a couple drinks and then want to go eat and then have a couple drinks and go eat. And so, and I will just say, because I have had some questions about, you know, having an event in October, especially with everything going on, still with the cases in the area. Our plan right now is to move forward on all the events in the fall. October especially is booked. We've got Spooktacular. We've got the Dalton Defenders group is doing their Dalton Defenders days. And actually, it's an election year for our city commission, school boards, college. So we'll be doing candidate forums and just a whole bunch of stuff happening in October. The plan is moving forward. We do not plan on canceling any events at this point. I feel like we kind of really need to have these events and people are ready. In fact, the fair said ticket sales were higher this year than they were in 2019.
I think people are so excited to just get back out and do the things that they're used to doing. Like, I think heading into the pandemic, people took the events that happen every year for granted.
Oh, yes.
And now you don't get those for a year. And now, because, the fair and rodeo was just the fair. It was just last year. And so people were excited. You could tell by attendance and stuff when the nights that I was out there. And, just overall excitement about being able to do things again.
I think so. I mean, they're just ready. So, and, you know, as a Chamber of Commerce, my goal is to make sure that we're helping our businesses and strengthening our economy. And so this is a part of it that we've got to do is just keep those things going and helping everybody. However, saying that, I will say, though, I am really pushing and recommending everybody to do a few things to make sure that we can have these events. Because if you're not doing your part, then I don't get to have an event and then we're all sad. So, number one is just if you are comfortable getting your vaccine, don't delay, get it now, get it done. I mean, there, you walk in almost any place. You can walk in Walmart anytime, and get it. So get your vaccine. If you want to do that, wear your mask in big group settings if you can. But the biggest thing for me, cause this is really one of my pet peeves. If you're sick, and I don't even care if it's COVID, flu, strep, you name anything you're sick with, stay home. We've been hearing story after story of people that knew that they were sick and still went out in public gatherings, especially big group gatherings. And, I'm sorry, but that's the time when you need to stay home. I know you want to go have fun too, but you stay home, keep your kids home, and let's just all do our part in making sure that we slow down that spread, and that way we can still have all our fun events. So help me have my event. I want to. I'm so excited. So I think that's about all. The only other thing is I was mentioning all these events happening in October, November, December. I mean, basically the next 4 months is that time of year for Coffee, where we're back-to-back events all the time. It's great. It's amazing. Make sure that you send in your events to the chamber so we can put that on the community calendar. I mean, we publish it every month. We print it. We email it out. It goes on Facebook. But we can't promote your event if it's not on the calendar. Plus, it helps us with planning. You know, if you're getting ready to plan an event and you find out there's already six things going on that day, you're like, maybe not. So
pick a different weekend.
Yeah. So the more you can send that to me, sometimes I even have ones that are just tentative. Like, I don't have it on the community calendar, but someone will call me and I go, yeah, another group's tentatively got that plan. But so anyway, send in your events to our community calendar and we can make sure that we get you all taken care of. And then last thing, but not least, next Thursday, and I'll announce it next week for sure, but we may be closing for the day, at least half a day, potentially the full day. That is when our staff does a retreat every year, so we can plan all these fun fall events, and we kind of go over a few other things. So anyway, make sure you just check on the Chamber's Facebook page before you stop in that day. Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
And I think that is all I got for this week.
So. All right. Well, Candy, thanks for coming in. And like you said, you know, we want the events to still happen. We get super busy in this town around as we get towards the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. So, again, thanks for coming in, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, everybody.
All right. We will have open line.